USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The final column written by Saudi dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been published in the Washington Post. Khashoggi disappeared on October 2nd after walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and never walking back out. A colleague at the Post, Karen Atiya, says,
"He just wanted to write. He was extremely enthusiastic. He'd come to the Post and his eyes would just light up walking around the newsroom, take selfies around the newsroom, and he would just say, oh, this is what the Arab world needs."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Trump will discuss Khashoggi's disappearance at a meeting today at the White House, as Pompeo is just back from having met with Saudi Arabian officials and Turkish officials. The death toll from Hurricane Michael rises to 34, but there are still scores of people missing. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Republicans might take another shot at taking down Obamacare. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is suggesting Congress might try again to repeal the Affordable Care Act after the midterm elections. The first attempt failed by one vote when Arizona Senator John McCain and fellow Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted against it last year. The growing opioid crisis in America, the focus of remarks delivered yesterday by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at the National Conference on Medicare and Medicaid.
Last year, synthetic opioids alone killed 29,000 Americans, a six-fold increase over 4 years. Synthetic opioids such as fentanyl are extremely dangerous.
Rosenstein says the Department of Justice will continue to crack down on drug dealers and doctors who intentionally overprescribe opioids. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A group of senators calling on President Trump and his sons to disclose their business ties to Saudi Arabia. The demand from 11 Democratic senators coming after Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was reportedly abducted and possibly killed after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The senators asking Trump to suspend all ongoing business relationships with the Saudis while the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance. Lottery fever is again sweeping the nation after no winner in last night's drawing. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $430 million. Meanwhile, Mega Millions jackpot climbing up to an unbelievable $900 million. The Mega Millions drawing is Friday night. The next Powerball drawing is Saturday night. A Florida college student who's been detained in Israel is waiting to hear from the Israeli Supreme Court. Lara Al-Qasim was headed to Israel to study as a grad student at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, but she was stopped by security forces for her alleged involvement in a movement to boycott Israel over the Palestinian issue. Her case has been argued before the Israeli High Court on Wednesday. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.